This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. One of the organizations to rise out of the ashes of the 1967 uprising in Detroit was Focus Hope. It's many things to many people, but primarily it's a career training center for about 900 people each year and a distributor of food to approximately 40,000 senior citizens each month through a USDA program. This summer, Focus Hope got a new executive director. He is Jason Lee, and he joins me now. I visited your campus, sat in the class for a while, followed one of the students as she made her way into the workforce as a machinist, and visited the food distribution center on campus. So I just wanted to say, really impressive work. But first, let's talk about career training. What types of training do you offer?
Well, thank you for allowing me for being here today. I really appreciate the honor of talking about Focus Hope. As of week 8 in my new position, it has been a very exciting opportunity. So some of the work that we do, you mentioned our food program where we serve 40,000 seniors per month and provided them food. And we're not just providing a meal. We're providing actually groceries so they can actually feed their families through our supplemental food programming. In addition to the workforce development work that we're doing, which, by the way, we are in a Cisco school as well as a Microsoft school, so individuals in the community can actually become certified in these respective areas. And there's, as we all know, jobs in IT are pretty much in demand, particularly in the state of Michigan.
And you've got this long-running machinist training program.
Yes.
Which is, you know, in a town that makes cars, is pretty important.
Right. So one of my visions for Focus Hope is looking at the career path and the workforce, that the work that we're doing, and asking the question, how does it align with the demands of industry, and how are we preparing people for careers of the future? One of Focus Hope's training protocols, we're not preparing people for a job. We're preparing people for a career that they can actually feed their families.
We talk about growing areas. There was a time there was talk about a nursing or healthcare program starting at Focus Hope. Did that happen?
Absolutely. We have a partnership with Oakland University School of Nursing. So there's actually a satellite location where individuals can learn about the nursing program but also become certified.
I want to talk to you just a little bit about some of the barriers to people who maybe didn't graduate high school, maybe they've been out of a job for a while. I understand a lot of the applicants, up to 50%, are turned away because they don't pass a drug test that you give. Why do you give a drug test?
Well, I think that we are – let's talk about the education component first. So historically, Detroit school system, which many of our students are coming from, has, as we all know, has had some significant challenges.
Right. High dropout rate. The school itself is – struggling and has been struggling for a long time.
Right. So the system that we have today is not providing an education at the level that we expect. Many students come to Focus Hope with a degree in hand. But after we do a testing and assessment, realize that a high school diploma, that student may be reading at a sixth grade reading level or maybe doing math at a fourth grade reading level. So as a community, as a state, we are cheating our young people who are doing the right things, going to school and getting an education, and it's not to the quality that they deserve. And I applaud the efforts to fix that and transform that. I'm a real big supporter of Alicia Merriweather in that space and as the interim superintendent of Detroit Public Schools. But we need to make a change when it comes to our education in our community. When it talks about Focus Hope, yes, we do a drug screen on our students. We want our students to be serious about being in a training program and realizing that if you complete this program, then there's a career opportunity for you that will take you to another level.
And that first job is probably going to do a drug test anyway, so you might as well get used to the idea. Let's talk about a little bit about the schooling that you were just talking about. You guys offer remedial courses. So they might come to you thinking they're going to get career training right away but might not be ready after the testing. But they can get classes right there at Focus Hope. Adults can, right?
Absolutely. So one of the things that Focus Hope prides itself on is identifying and taking an individual who is showing initiative, saying that they want a job, saying that they want a career, and taking them where they are, either from an academic or social emotional state. So we have remedial programs. If a person's identified that reading is an issue for them, we do things as including purchase glasses for individuals. You'd be amazed how many glasses we have to purchase for an individual who, you know, may never realized that this is an issue, or hearing aids and things of that nature. We work with the partners in our in those respective areas so that those folks who are participating in our programs have the skills and resources and tools to their disposal to be successful.
What kind of success rates do students have after leaving Focus Home?
Well, we have an advisory council for our employees, and they're clamoring for more of our students coming out. I was talking to a gentleman who owned a CNC machining shop, and he was saying that we need more students like the ones coming out of Focus Hope because they understand the language, they understand what it takes to be in that environment. And every corporation or job shop here in Michigan wants someone who has those skill sets, who wants to come to work, who's dedicated, and they can train them for the specifics around their particular industry. So there's a demand for our programs. There's demand for our students coming out of their Focus Hope.
I want to talk about the funding picture in Detroit because the foundations are kind of shifting their focus to the neighborhoods. And for longstanding entities like yours, you know, you're not the new tool in the box now. And I've seen the foundations kind of drift away because there's something else they want to do. Are you having those kinds of difficulties? Do you expect that that's going to be a problem since, you know, with everything that needs to be done in Detroit, you guys are doing okay right now?
Well, I think that's – let's talk about the neighborhood piece. So in your introduction, you mentioned our food program and our workforce development program. Something else that we have at Focus Hope is what we call our Hope Village Initiative, where we've adopted the 100 square blocks around Focus Hope and are providing resources to uplift that community. Our community, where it's geographically located, is very important. We have highway access from both the Lodge and 96. It's not far from Woodward. So as we see the expansion of the M1 rail and within our bus system and our transportation infrastructure, we're in a key community. We have a strong and active neighborhood group, as well as a police presence, which the police are working with the community to be supportive. So when we talk about community, Focus Hope is playing in that space. I think what we are looking at doing is being transformative in our work. Yes, we are a 48-year-old nonprofit that was started by a priest and a housewife, but we are still doing relevant work after our 48 years. And we talk about our founding. We were founded in 1968 after the riots or civil unrest. And many of the challenges that Detroit and the community are facing in 2016 are still relevant.
We've talked about that a lot on this program because of the Detroit Journalism Cooperative. The whole idea of making sure that we remedy some of these issues that have been around for decades and decades is a real problem. So how holistic is your – you were talking about providing glasses with your partners and hearing aids. I also understand you help them find transportation. Sometimes that's difficult in Detroit and other things to make sure that they can get to class, get the training, get the career training that they need. So what does that encompass?
Well, we're looking at a holistic model based off of our mission of providing intelligent and practical actions to counteract racism, poverty, and injustice. So the work of our food program, the work of the workforce development and education department, the work of our Hope Village Initiative, they're all intertwined in that model. You know, ideally, we would have folks from the Hope Village community participating in our workforce development programs, and we need to have more of that, admittedly, and have them engage in actually having careers. Now, the difference is we would encourage them to stay in their Hope Village, stay in the community, and be successful, generate a revenue, be able to support a family, and that's how you create community change. Our senior program is critical, 40,000 seniors. So we're distributing food to the most needy members of our community. So as we look at a holistic model, and we have some fine-tuning to do, admittedly, and we want to make sure that our work is relevant to for folks, whether we're creating jobs that are in demand, but also as the philanthropic community and the municipal governments look at systematic change for Detroit, how can Focus Hope be a critical player in that space?
I understand you're holding an event this weekend called Eleanor's Walk for Hope and 5K Run. Tell me about that. What is that?
So that's an exciting opportunity. So since 1975, we have had a walk for justice. And after the passing of Eleanor Joseitis, they changed the name to Eleanor's Walk for Justice. It is a couple of components. So we added a 5K component. So all of you runners out there, or we have a 5K initiative. It's going to start at 10 o'clock in the morning. Registration will be at 9 o'clock. And that's going to be an exciting and fun opportunity. We're also encouraging anybody who's under 18 to participate in that. We've waived the $25 fee for runners under 18. So we're encouraging cross-country teams and football teams and fall sports programs from high schools to come out there. Put your jerseys on. Hey, coaches, make it a team-building activity. We're looking forward to some exciting opportunities for you to showcase your school and have some school pride.
That all gets underway at the Focus Hope campus. That's at 1400 Oakman Boulevard in Detroit. How many people usually show up to this?
Well, we have over 1,000 pre-registered for the actual walk, and I'm looking at numbers growing daily for the actual 5K run. The walk itself will start at 1 o'clock, and we'll have activities starting as early as 11 o'clock for families in the community.
That is Jason Lee, the new executive director of Focus Hope in Detroit. Thanks for talking to us, and good luck.
I appreciate the opportunity, and thank you very much.